something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stopped. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Tall Cats Psychic 101 on BBS Radio. No nonsense wisdom, refreshingly real radio. Yeah, baby. Hey, stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Something is happening here, without a doubt. I am a psychic medium. What makes me different from most psychics is my knowing that every one of you has the ability to contact the spirit world, and I love teaching others how to do it. So welcome to Tall Cats Psychic 101 on BBS Radio. Look at us. Here we are in 2008. Are we living in a flashback? You know, yesterday, Sunday, Mr. Tall Cat and I attended a local community gathering of alternative communities. You see, we live in a remote mountain region with small groups and individuals that have embraced alternative housing, sustainable living. There's some healers, that sort of thing. So as we approached the meeting location, I could have sworn that we drove through some kind of a time warp back into a time loop and landed in the 60s once again, because circled around a fire pit at the gathering were individuals wearing tie-dye, wool hats, moccasins, long beads, and Indian garb, singing songs of peace, love, and harmony, for real. The ages range from 6 years old to a man in his 70s. I could have sworn I was back in a commune I once visited in my hippie days. Wow, far out, man. Like, dude, what is it? It was a moment of suspended reality, of timelessness, and for some reason, it seems it's the small moments such as those that can make us feel like we're having a series of awakenings individually. You know, those little moments of reckoning. Yeah, so tonight is just Tall Cat. I'll be taking your request for personal mini readings. And to give you an idea of how I work, if you would like to later book a full-length reading, which contains a great deal more information than I can give you on the air, you can contact me at mr.tallcat, with a K, at Gmail, or call 813-928-3105. My website is KarenTallCat.com, and it has more information about my readings, and it's also designed to offer resources, inspiration, and most importantly, humor. So please check it out, even if you are not using my services at this time. Last time I was on, I had an amazing response to Michael Knight, my last guest on the show. Michael is a former mainstream journalist, as he says, a recovering mainstream journalist. He uses his investigative research and fact-checking ability and offers cutting-edge info on earth changes, economic depression, and things like surviving martial law. He will certainly be on the show again because while he was on the air, we actually had callers that asked to be on hold rather than interrupt the conversation. So if you'd like to hear that show, you can access it on the archives here at BBS or on my website. It's dated Monday, September 29th. Now stay with me tonight because at the end of the show, I'm going to leave you with the best, very best resources I've found for making informed decisions for the times that we live in. These resources could save you the time and the distress of reviewing online materials because there's a lot of stuff out there. The phone lines are going to be open for commentary, mini readings, or discussions. If you want to call, the toll-free is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Now, know that I'm really good at going back and forth between teaching, discussing, and doing readings, so feel free to dial the magic numbers, baby. I love taking calls and live interaction, so go ahead and give me a call at any time throughout the show. So as to the times that we live in with something happening here and something going down, are we ready for the multiple potentials hanging in front of us on the timeline of this world? There's so many potential outcomes as to what's going on right now. It could be a stalled Gulf Stream. It could be a shift in the poles, which would flip our world upside down. What about civil unrest with martial law? Did you know that there's troops actually training here in the United States for quote, civil unrest, which has never occurred in the entire history of our country? And the source that I got that information from is democracynow.org. It's a newscast on YouTube. You can look it up for yourself. Most interesting times that we live in. So most urgent, perhaps, like the economy. What's going to happen there? Will we lose our jobs? Will you lose your house, your car? You don't need anyone to scare you about what is coming. And you don't need anyone to scare you in order to wake you up. The tragic thing is, tragic things are going to happen to the planet most likely. But it isn't too late to get informed and make decisions from information offered instead of from fear or panic. You must think about your survival as well. And know that you have participated in these coming changes, in creating them. So when we talk about the economy, because I think that's got to be in everybody's mind even more than anything else, I personally thought that we would be facing the earth changes long before an economic situation like what's going on right now. But if you're going to make, say, everybody's talking about investments and pulling their money out of the bank, and what is the safest thing to do, and what's really going to happen, and is this economic situation real or fabricated? Is there going to be a bank holiday? Are we going to lose our 401ks, and is it making it worse by pulling money out or better? There are so many questions. So here's something that might help you just to simplify this. But before I go to that, I would just want to say one more time that we are open for calls tonight. It can be a mini reading, it can be a commentary or discussion, or any question that you have. The phone number, toll-free, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Go ahead, take a chance. Give me a call, baby. I love to take calls. So here you go. Here's what I found to be in my research online, and I have done a lot of it. It happens usually about 3 a.m. when I can't sleep and I wake up thinking about something I saw on the news on CNN. And here's the information I found as far as the order of priority as to what you might need for the coming, well, not even coming, the times that are here and the changes that we're all experiencing. And after we go through that, I'm going to give you a little bit about what I have seen and what I sort of have a feeling is just around the corner for us as far as future events go. But if you were going to make a list of priority stuff of what your, quote, investment should be, and when I say investment, I don't mean just money in the traditional sense, but where you might put your funds and your energies in order to be prepared for a world that is rapidly changing like probably never before. The number one place to invest your energy, time, or money would be on information. And by that I mean how to be prepared mentally and spiritually. Because if you cannot stay composed in the midst of a crisis, you could be dead in minutes. So the first and most important thing, and we'll talk more about this later since it is numero uno, is information on how to prepare yourself mentally and spiritually, especially spiritually, because that is the secret to everything, is your connection to Source. The second item I would put in order of relevance would be shelter. And that is because failure to be sheltered from the elements is the second quickest cause of death. This is just like any other emergency. When you have a tornado looming or a big storm or anything like that, this would apply to any event, not just the coming earth changes, but any event, job loss, any kind of critical abrupt change. Shelter. After shelter comes water. I suggest investing in a pure water source and or store some water. Because without water, you can die in like 4 days. Fourth is food. Store some food. It's easy. Just every time you go to the grocery store, buy a little extra rice and some extra beans. That's the beginning. It doesn't have to be a great, big, scary deal of, get the image out of your mind, if you would, of, you know, a survivalist with a rifle sitting on a whole bunch of canned beans, because I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about storing some extra food. It wouldn't be bad either to learn how to grow it and preserve it, because that's a cool experience. We had our first garden the last two summers, and from that experience, I learned that there is quite a bit of growing a garden that I did not know. And I also experienced the wonderful miracle of going from seed to plate with the process of food growth. There's nothing quite like standing in your own garden and picking a strawberry off the vine and eating it right there, or a tomato. So store your food and learn how to grow it and preserve it, because without food, the time you can exist without food is like maybe 2 weeks. Number five would be protection, which goes without explanation. Not only protection from people, but protection for hunting game or animals if you, you know, needed food in that respect. And number six is transportation. It's a good idea to invest in low or no power consumption means of support, which could be as simple as a good bike. There's all kinds of cool things out there. There's bikes that you can haul stuff on that are designed for that. But simply a good bike. It's good. It's fun. If nothing happens and you have a bike, have a good time riding your bike, right? So this is the order of priority for you if you decide to make some preparations because of the coming times and the economic shifts and the possibility of climate change. It's all going on all at one time. And what I want to say to you is most important is if you begin to make changes to sort of prepare yourself for what may come, remember not to get on the Armageddon crazy train, because once you start to research this topic, there's a lot of scary stuff on the internet. And the most important thing to avoid is that fear stuff, because we're being fed fear every day on the news, we don't need to add more fear to our lives. Actually, doing things like storing food and a little bit of water should create a sense of peace within you because you're actually doing something. It's empowering. It's not about fear, and it's not about scary survival stuff. It's about, you know, taking charge and actually doing something that's going to be beneficial to you no matter what comes. It's just common sense. Now, like I said, since the number one item is being spiritually and mentally prepared, and it's a really big priority, let's focus on just that for a bit. And before I go there, let me say again, guys, that the phone lines are open, and I'm willing to do a mini reading. Even if it's not on the topic, that's cool. You know, if you want a sample reading, just call the toll-free, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I love taking calls, so dial the numbers. Put your fingers on the magic numbers. So, number one priority, we'll focus a little bit on the mental and spiritual preparation. You see, your individual ability to trust your own inner knowing, which is one of my key teachings that I really so strongly believe in long before I ever knew about any earth changes coming. I always knew that your connection to Source is the key to living in a higher and more harmonious way of life, regardless of what's going on, good, bad, or indifferent. So this individual ability to trust your own inner knowing, not your neighborhood psychic, not even me, your own inner knowing is key to handling the transition times we're facing. And it's key to being fully who you are and fully empowered, even if nothing ever happened and the world didn't change. That's an important part of you that is worth developing. So as you are faced with the need to make choices quickly, perhaps, and things are moving very quickly now on the planet, it seems as though every day we're hearing new information, and much of it we don't know if it's based in truth or if it's just propaganda. That's another place your inner knowing comes in extremely handy. So you will need to be able to trust the information and guidance you receive. You know, need to know how to receive it, and you need to be able to trust it and rely on it. Can you calm yourself enough to receive inner knowing and guidance? And can you act quickly if you needed to? Sonia Choquette says, in order to receive guidance, and I love this little phrase. I put this on a card and I put it in my bathroom so I see it every morning when I'm on the john because it is so simple and so easy. She says, in order to receive guidance, we need to open, expect, trust, and act. It's OETA. First, open, then expect to receive, trust what you get, and then act on it, baby. Those are the steps to getting and following through in spirit communication. So simple and so accurate. And that's the order it goes in. If you've ever wondered, there you go. There's your answer. Once again, we got our phone lines open, guys, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. These are the steps, further steps, to getting and following through in spirit communication. So simple and so accurate. Open, expect, trust, and act. OETA. So, knowing that you are divine is the other part that makes a big difference as far as mental and spiritual preparation. You know, we don't think of ourselves as divine, but we are gods clothed in a human body. So, knowing that you are divine makes a huge difference in the decisions you make and the choices you are faced with. In the changing times that we are in, it is no longer important anymore to worry about prejudice or to fuss over our bodies. It is much more important not to get on the Armageddon crazy train. Now, what are the benefits to this awareness of your own divinity, knowing that you are a God? How does knowing that you are a living God, clothed in a human garment, enable you to move to the future instead of being, it enables you to move to the future instead of being in a crisis of the past? That's what it does. It puts you in charge of your life. You will learn how to transcend trends and to overcome and to become. My teacher, Ramtha, reminds us that God only knows what you know. Oh, I see we have a caller on the line. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Tallcat.
I'm Michael from Austin.
Hi, Michael. What can I do for you?
Hi. I'm listening to you, and pretty much with the people that I'm around alone in the way I think.
I understand.
And you were talking about putting things away and being cautious and such with the things that are happening right now.
Yes.
And I have done that, and people have kind of made fun of me for doing that, storing things and such.
Yes.
And I really do feel deep down inside that that's something I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've done that. But there was one thing that happened. I went today, and I always said I would never do it. And I'm really having a hard time with this and would love to work it through with you if you can.
Okay.
I bought a handgun today.
Oh, I can speak with you about that from personal experience.
And you know something? When I saw it, I know about the fear and what have you. And I had a real hard time with it. And I'm having a hard time with it now. I never would have thought of it, never would have done it. And I would never want to hurt anybody with it. I would want it to be something to, like, ward people away. I'm having a hard time. Can you help me with that?
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely I can. Now, the choice to become armed. I'm with you, Michael. My husband and I both have always been anti-violence and anti-guns. It is nothing that would have even been within the boundaries of our thinking until recently, very recently. And we made the decision, as you did, to purchase a handgun.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I have nobody to talk to. I don't know who to talk. Thank you.
I can help you.
You don't know how valuable you are.
Well, this is may not be the most popular topic, but I feel that it is an important topic. And
it's hard. It's very difficult. It's a difficult decision.
And
I had a hard time when I was sitting at that counter making the decision to do it. I was sweating, and I was thinking, God, I want peace. I want love. I want harmony. I don't want this.
Yes.
But I was thinking at the same time, you know, maybe a shot up in the air will make people think differently.
Here's how my husband and I dealt with this, Michael, because we have the same attitude as you. We are definitely pro-peace and pro-harmony and anti-violence. It is, as I said, the most out of the realm of possibilities that we would ever have a gun. It took a lot for us to gather the courage and the momentum to go and purchase it just like you.
Yes.
In addition, it doesn't particularly help you that the people around you do not seem to understand what you're doing. And this is not uncommon. Family members very often say things like, don't talk to me about it. I refuse to live in fear. And the best and loving way to handle the family piece of it, and then we'll talk about the gun, the way to handle this family issue is to simply allow it to be as it is. You know, and if they ask you not to talk about it, then that's okay. You know, send them love, send them good energy.
I've had to break off a relationship, dear friends, recently.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting how that happens, but not everyone is able at that particular point in their development to look at these scenarios. It also doesn't hurt to just kind of keep a lot of it to yourself. Some of their reasons as well to not talk too much about what you're storing and what you're doing. It's even a little bit safer as far as that goes, not to talk about it to in general to people, just quietly do it.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the gun goes, this is a big, emotionally charged, difficult issue, and you followed, here's what I want to say to you. It's great, Michael, that you followed your leading on it because you went within on your inner knowing. And this is an interesting fact that I have discovered in my research on preparation for the future. When I first began storing food, my husband was not, and my own hubby, who were really, really on the same wavelength in spiritual ways and everything, he disagreed because he felt that that was asking for, you know, setting us up for or creating the possibility for an emergency to come our way. What I have learned in my research and my meditation and my studies is this. When we take actions, when we do something, when we follow our guidance, our inner guidance, and we do things like store food or purchase protection, things that we feel personally led to do, what we're doing is actually, there's potential as far as quantum science goes, this is interesting, for that event of needing to use it to be less possible. Here's why. Because you went through the scenarios of what could happen in your thinking, in your mind, and you did something to prepare for it. Therefore, in that way, you gained wisdom from a potential experience of something that was very difficult. So in the preparation part, we're gaining wisdom rather than necessarily having to have, it could lessen the difficulty, the level of difficulty, or it could eradicate the need for the experience to even come to you.
Right, the possibility.
Yes, it actually does function that way. And it's a good way to look at it. My husband and I, just to lighten it up a little bit, he came home with a gun, holding it, you know, by the, whatever you call the handle, and, you know, pointed down, and we were afraid to buy and still haven't bought bullets. because we don't know how to use a gun.
I don't either. I bought it and I have the bullets and I just put it away with the trigger and the lock and whatever, it's like it'll stay there.
So
I don't want to touch it.
So what we did, and that's fine, that's cool, what we did was we waited a few days and then we got the bullets, and now our next step, we're doing it gradually, piece at a time. We are going to get training and practice shooting on a range.
Right,
So
that's the next step.
It is.
But it's hard. It was so hard. I felt nauseous at the counter.
I understand, Michael, but
I was like, I don't want, peace, love, joy, happiness for everybody on this planet. I don't want this.
And there's, you know, there's no reason not to continue to envision peace, joy, and love on this planet.
Yes.
There's absolutely no reason to change that vibration within you. Keep that going and alive.
Thank you. God, you know, I just felt so horrible today. I did. I walked in that place and I saw those guns. And I thought, I need one of those, but I don't want to use it. And it just, I feel, it's agony in me.
It is very uncomfortable.
It's agony because, it maybe a shot in the air will deter somebody. You know,
yes.
I can't envision ever hurting anybody with it. But
absolutely. And
God,
that,
it just was so horrible. I felt ill. I really did.
And, you know, your goal is not to harm another individual.
Never. No.
It is simply that you're enabling yourself to, you know, there's something called a show of force or a show of strength.
Yeah.
And this is the way my husband and I look at it, that we hope that would be enough. You know, and as long as you maintain that vibration of going toward peace, harmony, love, and joy on this planet, which truly is the ultimate outcome of,
absolutely,
of this transition that we're facing. That is the point of it.
Yes.
So, but the good thing, Michael, is you followed your leading and you did something that you felt was right. And the other great thing you're doing is that you're taking it bite by bite and piece by piece. You bought the gun, you got through the trauma of that, nurtured yourself and balanced yourself out with that. Then you have the bullets and you're going to learn how to shoot it. And then you're going to put it away and you're going to focus on peace and love.
Oh my God, with the lock on and the whatever.
Exactly.
Oh my God. You know, you are a godsend tonight to me.
Well, thank you.
I want to tell
you
because I don't know who to talk to, and I just heard you on the internet, and I'm almost in tears right now because you are a godsend, a blessing. Thank you for telling me all of this, and Bless you.
I appreciate that, Michael, because when I do this topic, I have hesitation within myself. It's difficult. But it's important. If I didn't really know the importance of it, I would just do happy things.
Yeah.
And this, ultimately, the outcome of all of this is improvement and a whole new world.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm so glad you called and brought up that particular topic. I would bet you dollars to donuts.
Oh, it's on several people's minds, I would bet, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. So, God bless Michael for bringing up the gun issue. And as I was saying, this is something that should come from personal guidance and intuition from within you. In no way do I think everybody has to have a gun and we should go crazy buying guns. Uh-uh. We are definitely, our movement and our vibration should be toward peace and harmony. But if you have guidance from within in that area, it is okay. It is okay. And the other important piece about his call is the necessity of taking things a little bit at a time. Don't dive into the internet and start researching. I don't suggest that at all. About the coming times and what's coming up and the scary stuff. Do it when you feel strong and then stop and get away from it. Nurture yourself. Allow yourself a little humor. Watch a funny movie. Express your love to your loved ones. Communicate with others. Eat some good, healthy food and, you know, take care of yourself. And then when you feel strong again, go back and check it out. Okay, that's a helpful way to do it. So back to where we were. As I was saying, knowing your divine makes a huge difference. It's not important anymore to be prejudiced, to fuss over your body. What are the benefits to knowing your divine? If you know that you are a living God, that the God pulse is within you, and you wear a human garment, this enables you to move to the future instead of being in a crisis of the past. I believe I hear a caller. Do I have a caller on the line?
You do. My name is Heather.
Hi, Heather. You're
Hi,
on the air. How can I help you?
Well, I was wondering if whatever you want to, anything you pick up on me and my life and my direction, actually.
Okay, Heather, when I look at the way I work is without any cards or any objects, I just go into your energy field and from the higher dimensions. And
okay.
What I see around you is interesting because it looks like a very curvy road, like you've had some ups and downs and stops and starts in the recent present tense. Would that resonate with you?
That would.
It does?
Yes, it does.
Okay. It looks as though it's a lot of turns and twists in the road. And I don't know that when you started on this direction and journey that you're in currently that you necessarily expected twists and turns like that.
No, I didn't.
at first glance, when I look at it, it seemed as though it might have been a more straightforward path and something
uh-huh.
that you had reasoned out and you know, planned for, et cetera. But these shifts and changes have really been, you know, to the right, to the left, and back up and start again. These curves in the road are part of your adjustment, your course adjustment in getting to where you want to go. There is, with each change and with each curve in your road, there has been a lesson within it, which is helpful for you in continuing to move forward. It's increasing your flexibility and your adaptability as far as continuing to go forward, even when the circumstances around you don't seem to contribute to going forward, correct?
Correct.
Now, is part of this to do with your employment and your work?
It's my business, yeah.
Okay, because that's where it seems like most of this is focused, rather than personal issues, relationships, that side of life.
Mm-hmm.
Your employment has been also, in addition to these curves and et cetera, in your own you know, you plan things so carefully, and still you had glitches in the program, you know,
right.
And installing places, et cetera. But some of this is coming from you have received outside hits based on the economy and based on things that are outside of you.
Uh-huh.
So what I see with this, are you involved in a corporate position?
Actually, I own a small medical services company.
It's a medical...
We do nerve conduction studies. There are neurological studies in doctor's offices.
Okay, I see. Is there is the work that you do, is there more than one location? Is this like a, are there branches of what you do?
Well, no, we're a mobile company. We travel around the United States.
That's what I'm seeing. Okay, because
right.
It looks like branches, as though you're moving about
right.
that way. Okay. Do you feel, and I'm asking you this because I have a sense that you are feeling, a sense of lack of stability about your work currently?
Oh, absolutely.
You are tuning into the voice of your soul on that. There is nothing to panic over, and there's no reason to make a rash, hurry-up decision. But it is important that you really, really focus in your meditation and in your quiet time on what is next and what is best for you in the future, because I see significant change. It looks like within, very quickly, probably within a month, significant change. I'm not saying your job is going to go away instantly like that, so don't panic. It's important
mm-hmm.
not to panic. But you might want to, in your own self, go within and check this out and see if it resonates with you after we're off the air and when you're in your private space. Because I feel if you do that, you'll receive guidance as to what is the next best step for you. I see the company as making changes already on a higher level that you may not know about.
Mm-hmm.
There's time. You can make adjustments and you can make the proper moves that you need to make. And ultimately, the good thing, Heather, is that when this change happens, even though it's going to feel like, oh boy, what next, there is something better on the other side of this for you.
Awesome.
It's important you hold that dream and focus on that. Don't let the change knock you out of balance, because change is coming. Change is definitely coming.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Does that help you?
That surely did. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Heather.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, guys, now you know the call lines are open, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. So, when you really get it that you are divinity wearing a human garment, that is empowering to the max. Oh, baby. Oh, I hear a call. Hi, you're on the line with Tall Cat.
Hi, Tallcat. This is Nancy from Washington State. How you doing?
Hi, Nancy from Washington State. I'm good.
Good.
What's your question?
Well, I'm hoping that maybe you can give me a little guidance. If you can tell me anything about my future with my psychic or healing abilities.
Well, your psychic and healing abilities are something that you've been thinking about going into business with for a while, isn't it?
Yes.
And you're doing some kind of, from what I can see, you actually have a traditional job.
Yes, I do.
As well.
Yes.
And what you kind of are, what I see you doing is kind of straddling like one foot in the regular 9-to-5, so to speak, world and the healing world.
Yes.
Now, what I see for you in the future, and this is very interesting, I don't see necessarily you jumping completely out of the job that you have that's 9-to-5.
Uh-huh.
But I do see, as you begin to explore and poke around into a little bit more into this healing modalities that you're involved in, it seems as though there's one more area that you're going to get really interested in and want to learn as far as a technique.
Uh-huh.
Is there something you're thinking about learning now?
Yes.
Okay, whatever that is feels really right and really good, that technique, to add on to your repertoire that you already have. In addition to that, I see it looks to be two people coming across your path in a synchronistic, opportunity manner, a very synchronistic way of them landing within your, crossing your path, you meeting them, that are going to be interested in working with you as far as the healing practice goes. Now, those two people combined with you is going to be what puts you forward as far as getting the healing work up and running. But I do have to say that I see it being something that you do in the beginning as a sideline while you continue to work in your traditional job.
Okay, and that makes a lot of sense because I do, just by being where I am at the hospital right now, I do a lot of healing with it before I even realized what was going on.
Mm-hmm. There's connections between the work you do and the healing practice is one reason why not to make a definite decision of cutting that off and starting the other. The two are going to more likely blend, and one will the regular 9-to-5 job will sort of blend into the healing work, and it'll become gradually more healing work. But you have two people coming. They're going to align with you and make this work a lot more impactful, and you're going to be able to pool your resources to and your abilities and your knowing to form a group that is healthy and that is a side method of earning. And by the way, it is going to produce income, the healing work.
Great.
Yes, it is. It's going to be not initially hit the ground running, but it is going to start out with bookings and build gradually. You should, as you go along, begin to investigate a little bit about marketing and how marketing works, because even in that work, marketing is required.
Uh-huh.
And as you go along, just keep building little by little, and you'll be surprised at how that takes off. Your idea of a healing practice is not impractical or unrealistic, even given the circumstances of the world today. That I want you to know.
Okay.
It may seem so to the logical, practical mind, but what I have been receiving in my guidance when I meditate is that services like physical healing and the work that I do are somehow going to come to the surface, and people are going to be more interested in it instead of less interested.
Right.
So that's a good deal, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, as we're saying, it's important that you realize that you're divine, because it puts you in charge of your life, and you learn how to transcend these trends and how to overcome and become. Now, my teacher Rampha says that, he reminds us that God only knows what you know. So that means what you think matters. It matters literally, because what you think becomes matter. It is thought that collapses into particle form becoming matter. Particles, it has been said, are the stuff dreams are made of. Know that worry, big thing, worry is equivalent to planning an event. Worrying is equivalent to planning the event. So we must control our thought life as far as worry and fear goes. And I hear we have a caller. Who's on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air with Tallcat. How can I help you?
Hey, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. My question is similar to the little girl that just called. I know that I have the psychic gift, and I know I'm connected to my guide, and I'm channeling her energy. I mean, when I meditate, she will lift my hand off the table and hold it, which is truly amazing. But I'm having a problem. I can't, and I know my soul came here to do, you know, for this work, to be a light worker and give readings, but I don't feel confident to give readings, so I'm kind of stuck. I don't know where to go or how to proceed. And I can't, I'm not getting it from my guide. I don't know what to do next. I'm like, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I can relate to that, because I'm a third generation psychic, so I've had this ability and been aware of the ability my whole life. I also have always known that everyone has this ability. Everyone, without exception, has enough psychic ability to make it all the way back home. Some of us do it in a more public manner, but everybody has what they need to receive inner guidance for a higher and more harmonious way of living. So, with you, I understand what you're going through. I spent a lot of time getting a lot of certifications because I thought that might be important and I wanted to have the right, proper ethics, etc. So, I actually got myself into a situation. First of all, before I go there, let me say to you, make sure that you've had the right teaching. Ask the universe to send you your proper teachers. And when you feel that you have had that happen and you have built your foundation as far as teaching goes, because it does take practice. You know, it really does. It takes a little practice to do this work. But it also doesn't mean we have to go on and on getting certification after certification instead of actually using our ability. What I suggest that you do is get your foundation studies underway, and when you feel that you've done that and you know the basics of how to set up this work, how to detach from it when you're finished with it, how to stay within a safe space when you read, those kind of basic things, and you know you've done that, then don't overthink it. Just go ahead and begin. And expect to make a few mistakes, and you'll learn as you go. And what I suggest that you do is look for, say, a psychic bookstore that's in your vicinity and ask them if they have an opening for a reader. And just do it part-time and just see how it goes. And watch for the accuracy and, you know, make notes about it. Record how your day went so you can see where you were accurate, where it was helpful, and where it wasn't. It's an amazing business to be involved in, and it's a continuous learning process. You never stop learning. That's why I say go ahead and get your foundation teaching underway so that you have your balance and you've got your legs under you, and then just go ahead in a small way and branch out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're telling me to go to, like, psychic development classes, right?
Yes. But when you do that, ask the universe to provide the right people and the right teachers. That's really important because there's a lot of stuff out there. I'll give you a recommendation that I found so, so helpful to me in the beginning in particular, and that is Sonia Choquette. Her book in particular that would help you, too. And, you know, remember this or write this down or check the archives.
Okay.
Trust Your Vibes and The Psychic Pathway.
Okay.
She's a very supportive teacher, and that is everything you really need to get yourself started.
Okay.
Well, I wish you good luck, Heather.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, all righty. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So what we think does matter. And know that worry is equivalent to planning an event. Because that is where, as the divine God that you are in all your divinity, can intervene and create through the power of thought and imagination new timelines of destiny and outcomes. To control your thought takes practice, will, and determination. And what helps you with that? Well, guess what? Meditation, I know. Meditation. Disciplined meditation regularly is the fastest way to learn how to find your center quickly and to maintain your emotional physical balance. Meditation eliminates the voices in your head. That's why. So that you can have stillness to create a future that is incorruptible and the power to survive the changes that are coming. When the voices in your head are still and your focused, flow begins to happen. Meditation, I like to say, is the number one no budget or low budget resource item for the coming changes. I hear we have a caller on the line. Hi, you're on the air with Tall Cat.
Hi, Tall Cat. It's Pam
Hi.
In Tampa.
Who's calling?
Pam in Tampa.
Hi. How can I help you?
I recently took a trip to Dallas to visit my girlfriend.
Yes.
And I've been thinking for a while I was to move here or move there or just looking all around trying to find a job I could transfer to.
Mm-hmm.
And now I really feel that's where I'm to go. Do you see anything about
the Texas location feels like that's where you're to go?
Yes.
I like Texas for you. And apparently you have a vibe about Texas as well. And I know, Pam, that you've been thinking for a while about changing location.
Mm-hmm.
And the change of location has been on your timeline for, for a good bit of time. And you have been moving toward it. And what I want to say to you, you know, so that you don't feel like you're floundering, is that you're on the way. And you are in the right direction. And you do have the inner knowing to make this decision about what place is right. I like the feeling of Texas for you. And I feel like in Texas there's a bit of a support system already there when you land there, which is going to be extremely helpful for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say from the spirit world, kudos to making this quantum leap of faith. Because that's really what it is in your life.
It's a big, big jump.
Yes, it is.
And you are up for it. You have everything you need to do this move. And another piece of advice in this moment, the message that I get for you, is, as I was saying to the last caller, don't overthink it. When you feel the pull and the direction, go with it with a sense of adventure, because guess what? You can adjust your course even if it isn't exactly the right landing spot for you, although it feels very, very good.
Okay.
And once you make that step and you are out of Florida, because Florida's, you're finished with your lessons in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you really know that.
Yes.
So when you make that move and you go forward, almost no matter where you land, in a way, it doesn't matter, because that can be readjusted later. But Texas feels really good. I like the feeling of somebody, a support system that's already there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just makes it a little easier, you know? So don't hesitate. Be brave and be empowered and go forward, because it is a great adventure ahead of you.
How wonderful.
Yes, it is. It is a great adventure. Once you drive out or fly out of Florida, it's going to feel like liberation, baby.
It will be.
Yeah, so look for it and go toward it, my friend. It's good.
Okay.
It's good, good, good.
How wonderful.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So, back to preparing for this future stuff. Isn't preparing for the future by storing water, food, etc., even guns, God forbid, asking for the events to happen? Well, no. It's really just common sense. It's the very, as we were saying to Michael, the very act of preparing sends a signal to the universe that, you know, you have foreseen certain events and acted, at which actually may lessen or eliminate the need for the experience, it may actually lessen or eliminate the need for the future experience, because you're acting on it in the present tense. So start by buying a little extra food each time you go to the market, you know, and develop a network of contacts within your community and with your neighbors, because being a doer instead of a not doer puts you ahead of the game. I got a caller, and then we're going to talk briefly about what I see for the future for us. Hi, this is Tall Cat. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. This is Linda, and I'm calling to ask for some guidance.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm on standby waiting for the next move and just staying real clear.
Okay. Linda, where are you calling from?
From Washington State.
Okay. You feel like you're on standby as far as the next chapter of your life?
Right.
Okay. I notice that this is very a common thread in a lot of my clients that come to me, is this feeling of being on standby. And what I have noticed, it's almost as though it's a pattern. There's several patterns I've seen in my work lately. And one has been going on for at least 3 years, and that is the migration. I call it the human migration pattern. The same way animals migrate when there's a change of season, I notice that people and families and individuals are relocating to different parts of the world, different states or different parts of the state they live in. It may seem like it's in reference to a job or a choice that they made in some other area, but it's really from the higher self, and people are relocating to new areas. And that's what some of the pattern is the human migration pattern. The other pattern is what you're experiencing, which is what, as you so aptly describe it, the holding pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very frustrating. And in that phase, it feels as though you aren't really experiencing any guidance, or the things that you're trying to manifest and create are not manifesting or creating. And it is something that can be a bit confusing. Now, the holding pattern, here's what I've learned about it. The holding pattern is a signal to go within rather than, make an outward move. A lot of people are receiving guidance to do something that is external. Other people are in the, quote, holding pattern. And in the holding pattern is the time for inner introspection. And
yeah.
Really deep sinking into listening for guidance, you know, getting your journal out and recording the things that come in your dreams and in your thoughts and spending a lot of time in meditation, a yoga practice, getting in touch with nature will free you up from that holding pattern. Now, I see that you've been in this. It looks to me like you felt like this for at least 3 months, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay. So what I'm seeing is that at the minute that you, and just recognize I'm in a holding pattern, which means there's something I need to know before I move forward. Take that approach and then go inward, and you do know how to do that. I can see from your energy that you do know how to sink inward. And,
yes.
And dig into that. What resonates within you as to what is next. Because here's the thing I see with you. What you're thinking of doing and the things, the thoughts that you've had about what is next in your life, are not necessarily what Spirit has in mind for you. That's why the holding pattern. So really focus in on the, number one, meditation, and number two for you, getting in touch with nature. And you will start popping up with answers quickly.
Mm-hmm. Do you see me connecting with this this piece of property?
This property, what's going on right now with buying and selling of property is very difficult. But this is something you've been planning for getting to this property, isn't it?
Yes.
And I will tell you that getting it is going to involve you using every bit of creational power that you have, but it is not impossible. It is important to focus on creating that and to hold that dream in front of you, no matter what it looks like. Okay?
Okay. Have I met my teacher? I've met a new friend that I feel is going to teach me things.
That friend is very, very key and very important and very wonderful blessing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you absolutely have got a gift right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay, all right,
bye.
Well, we're getting close to wrapping up, guys, but I do want to say just briefly a little bit about what I see in the coming times. And what I mentioned already with the last caller is this migration, this human migration of people relocating to different locations, changes from that respect. I also see people that are, it's a form of strategic relocation that has to do with the future days and being in the place that is best for you and your future and your timeline. Many people are in geographic positions that can make survival more likely. And in some clients, I have actually seen a potential timeline that could include leaving the physical body as an exit point, which is actually a quantum leap forward rather than a negative. So, not everyone will stay in physical form for the coming days. And even if you're not in physical form, you're going to have a great sideline seat to watch it all go down. So it is, as you're faced with the need to make these choices quickly, and things are moving very quickly now, you must be able to trust your information and guidance that you receive and to calm yourself and support yourself through doubt in order to get your inner knowing. Remember to open, expect, trust, and act. So, and remember you're divine. It puts you in charge of your life. I also see in the future we will be having assistance from spiritually and technologically advanced beings, UFOs, our ET friends, as the current structure of society begins to transform and change. It's been said that masters will walk among us during these times. So remember, you're divine, you're connected to Source, and you have what you need to navigate these waters. Some resources for you before we go off the air. Michael Knight at BY, B-U-Y, Contact Has Begun, has an ebook, excellent, on surviving the changes. The DVD, Contact Has Begun, it's about UFO phenomena and coming times. The DVD course, Basic Preparedness, available from Michael Knight or the Survival Center. Ramtha's Beginner's Guide to Creating Reality and the White Book, either from Amazon or Ramtha.com. So that's going to be all for now, guys. I'll be back again on Monday, October 27th, right here on Station 2. Stay tuned next Monday for Galexis. I'm going to wrap it up with an uplifting quote from Ramtha, what better source than a 35-year-old ascended master? Though these times are difficult and challenging, you chose to be here during this time for the purpose of fulfillment it will bring you. you've been promised for so long that you would see God in your lifetime, let lifetime after lifetime you have not allowed yourself to see it. In this lifetime, most of you will indeed. You will see a magnificent kingdom emerge here, and civilizations will come forth that you had not the slightest notion existed. A new wind will blow, and love, peace, and joy of being will grace this blessed place, the emerald of your universe and the home of your God. Sending you on now with a song, The Times They Are A-Changin', written by Bob Dylan in 1967, performed by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Over 40 decades have passed, and yet it still rings true today. And remember, you know you've got the power. Yeah, baby. Bye now.
Please welcome to the stage John Sebastian. We sing this song as a call to action, as we did many, many years ago, as a way of saying we can make the world a better place. Young people must take up the standard now. We will join them. But you must make a difference. Justice is not out of date. The times must be a-changing once again.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that no others around you have to roam, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. From the writers and critics who prophesied with your pen, beyond your command. You're